It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspected gunman in the shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder was in court yesterday. Ahmad Alisa faces 10 first-degree murder charges and one charge of attempted murder. And CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry says there will likely be more.
Just for context, the adult charged in the STEM school shooting case faces more than 40 felony charges and another 20 or 30 misdemeanors. And he killed one person. This is an alleged killing of 10.
CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry. King Soopers is giving $1 million towards supporting the community and victims and survivors of Monday's shooting. King Soopers is part of Kroger, which is one of the world's largest grocery chains. In a statement yesterday, the company says the donation to the Colorado Healing Fund will help with mental health services and other financial relief after 10 people were killed. The company also says it's providing paid leave to workers directly affected by the shooting. Pitkin County has Colorado's highest coronavirus case rate right now, and it has the strictest COVID-19 rules in the state. Jordana Sabella is the county's interim public health director. She says tourism, especially to Aspen, is likely driving the rise in cases.
While our residents are typically staying home and going to work, when visitors come, they're engaging, they're spending more time at restaurants. They're typically gathering with more people.
And Sabella says that many resort counties have relatively high COVID-19 rates, but Pitkin's is still notably high, even compared with other places that are home to world-famous resorts like Eagle and Grand counties. A judge in Summit County declared a mistrial Thursday in the case of two snowboarders charged with reckless endangerment after starting an avalanche. Not enough potential jurors showed up to hold a trial, according to the Summit Daily, and a retrial is scheduled for June. The avalanche near the Eisenhower and Johnson tunnels last year covered some 400 feet of roadway with snow and damaged a remote avalanche control unit. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.